Regime change and regime changers.
I will not let them down, but that's not my priority right now, as I said, is to see a new Egypt and to see new Egypt through peaceful transition.
Will Mohamed al-Baradei get the chance to see this new Egypt? The last transition came after the drive-by shooting death of Anwar Sadat nearly 30 years ago.
And some of the same groups that brought down Sadat are still around, settling old scores to set up new regimes. Cairo's looming chaos or peaceful transition. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Pro-democracy in the Arab world, is it sustainable? And we have at least one report this morning that al-Baradei has been detained in demonstrations in Cairo. That's an Al Jazeera report. It's Friday, January 28th.
And of course, that unrest is all over the morning's news. Violence in Egypt. Thousands of protesters are clashing with police in Cairo there. The police are firing rubber bullets, tear gas, and using water cannons to try to disperse the growing crowds. Earlier, we spoke to the BBC's Wira Davis in Cairo.
Despite the fearsome reputation of the Egyptian riot police, people are still out on the streets and still determined to press for change here.
The Associated Press reports that water cannons have been used against Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed al-Baradei and his supporters. And as you just heard John say, there is a report from Al Jazeera that he has been detained. Internet and cell phone services down all over Egypt, forcing rally organizers to go door to door throughout the night to urge participation in today's rally. There are clashes being reported across several other major Egyptian cities this hour as well.
Also this hour, thousands of anti-government protesters now marching in the streets of Yemen's capital, Sana'a. They're wearing pink headbands and waving pink flags, echoing the recent scenes in Tunisia. And unrest is reaching Jordan as well. A large rally being held today in Amman to press U.S. ally King Abdullah to pass economic and political reforms. Back in the States, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is officially a mayoral candidate in Chicago once again. Emanuel tells ABC News he's relieved that the Illinois Supreme Court put him back in the race.
I'm happy that after all this effort, we now have a conclusion so the voters can make the decision of who should be the mayor. And they will now make that decision, which is where this choice always existed.
The decision came 3 days after a lower court ruled Emanuel off the ballot, saying he did not meet the residency requirement. He didn't live there the year before, even though he owned a house there.
In South Africa this morning, former President Nelson Mandela was discharged from a Johannesburg hospital following 2 days of tests. And in Ireland, Reuters is reporting Irish Prime Minister Brian Cohen will dissolve the government on Tuesday and announce the date of a general election.
Later this morning, the U.S. government is expected to announce how much the economy grew during the fourth quarter of last year. Economists expect 3.5% growth in the GDP. And you may remember where you were when it happened.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the 25th space shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Well, it didn't make it much farther than that. 25 years ago today, the shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds into that flight, killing the 6 astronauts on board, along with New Hampshire teacher Krista McAuliffe. A public memorial will take place later this morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Looking at the markets now, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down for Wall Street, though. The Dow will get underway at 11,989. The S&P opens at 1,299, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,755.
Well, as we've been reporting all morning, there are people on the streets protesting in Tunis, Cairo, Sana'a, many countries around the Arab world. We're hearing voices from around that region throughout the hour. Arab Americans here in the United States join us and give us their opinion as well. We're going to recap all of today's events. We're going to have the voices coming to you all hour and bring you updates as soon as we get them. Stay with us for live updates coming from Jordan, from Cairo, from Yemen, from Tunisia. Whenever we can get them, we'll bring them to you.